But one other thing that I wanted to mention was bacon. Of course, if you're going to mention bacon, you have to mention Big Fatty.
Big Fatty online. Me.
And the bacon comes in several different varieties, which is what surprised me the most. There is bacon that kind of looks like what we Americans used to call Canadian bacon. And then there's the long streaky kind, like us Americans are used to, which is usually called, oddly enough, streaky bacon. But there's various varieties. There's shoulder bacon and middle bacon. And oh my goodness me, I didn't know that there were so many different kinds of bacon available. But the bacon sections of most grocery stores is really pretty huge.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh my goodness me.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 368 of the BFO for Thursday, the 2th of July, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty is going to chit-chat about a few things. Oh, Big Fatty, you always do that. You're always running your big fat mouth. Oh, and we're going to go down in the fat cave, too. Everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, today is Employee Appreciation Day at the coal mine, and so we are only having to work half a day. Woohoo! Big Fatty, only half a day! Actually, it's not going to even be that much because we have to go in at 7, and then Employee Appreciation Day starts at the coal mine's beach house at 11 a.m. So we'll have to leave about 10:30 to get out there, you know. And y'all, they were going to have a complimentary hot dog and hamburger luncheon under the big tent. And then they are going to have some prize giveaways. And then we're going to drag the fattest person laying on the beach into the water and pretend like we're Greenpeace or something. I have no idea where that came from. But so it's going to be it's going to be a shorter week, y'all. It still sucks working a 10-hour day, and I think everybody in our office in the coal mine agrees 1,000%. It sucks a big one, and I don't mean in a good way. So y'all, I want to talk about a couple of podcasts that I listened to. Listen to the Wednesday version of Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, really, the only thing I can say, well, you know what? For many of you, because I know most of you do not listen to the Sea Hag, but for those of you who don't listen to the Sea Hag and who may have listened to Pride 48 over the weekend, y'all, we've got some breaking news. This is into the Fat Cave post office. The Sea Hag doesn't know what her fucking zip code is at the post office box. Y'all, she's on there today and she's, I thought Woodland Hills only had one. I thought it was very exclusive and it only had one zip code. And I am incorrect. So, lovies, if you sent me some popcorn, it may be returned to you, but I hope it won't because I need my popcorn. And, y'all, so if you have sent the Sea Hag something, don't be surprised if it comes back to you, because you know nobody's surprised by this. No one is surprised. Y'all, let me give you the correct. And y'all, Kim Beavers even posted it over on her website, and she's got the wrong zip code on there because she listened to the Sea Hag. She listened to her. But y'all, in case you need to send some popcorn to Auntie Vera, the address, and this is all complaints from Pride 48 as well. The address is Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. 91365. That is the correct one. And I hope Auntie Vera took a moment to take out her pencil and write that down so she won't fuck it up again. Now, y'all, before we go any further, I need to head down into the Fat Cave.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat Cave. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Fat Cave, B-I-G, F-A-T-T-Y, there's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct, and y'all, on Wednesday, the 1st of July, they announced who the house guests were for the Big Brother 11, and y'all, it is available now in the TiVo, so you can go in and put your season pass in. And y'all, take it from Big Fatty. This is train wreck material for the summer. You know, Big Fatty didn't lead you wrong on the big balls, you know. And the Big Brother, you know, you gotta give it. You gotta give it a week to kind of let it sink in. So anyway, but the premiere episode comes out on the 9th of July. But I think that the house guests will actually go in probably this weekend sometime. And we don't know exactly when it is, but anyway. But y'all, there are 12 house guests. And if you go over to CBS.com, you can look at all their pictures and read their biographies and everything. But y'all, this is what's interesting. Oh, they also have a tour of the house also. And they've gone green, y'all. They're very recycling. Earth-friendly this year. And it's the house looks really cool. They've got some interesting things in there. One of the bedrooms looks like the bottom of a swimming pool. And I'm just saying, it just looks like the bottom of a swimming pool. And you're probably going, oh, Big Fatty, you must be confused. You're oh, no, Big Fatty's confused. No, Big Fatty ain't confused, y'all. It looks like a swimming pool. But the interesting thing, and y'all, you know, there's always... You always have to expect the unexpected during the Big Brother. And, y'all, the 12 house guests are listed there on the website. And then there is a little emoticon. And that is not, that does not have anything to do with the little pill that you take if you have the diarrhea. By the way, the Big Fatty had kind of the loose stool. I think that is another reality show that Big Fatty will be watching. I believe it's on the Home Poopers Network. It's called Loose Stool. But anyway, you have the 12 house guests there, and then there's a little emoticon with a question mark. And y'all, something tells me they're gonna throw somebody else in there. And I don't know what they're going to do, but there are six men, six of the men's, and six of the women. And... you know, Big Fatty only looks at the men's. And the first one is Braden, and B-R-A-D-E-N, and he is from Dana Point, California. I don't know how close that is to Woodland Hills. By the way, y'all, speaking of proximity to Woodland Hills, I was looking on the Goggle Maps the other day, and y'all... We have to travel so far from Woodland Hills to the Ventura campground. Y'all, it's a 45-minute drive. 44 miles. Okay, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, y'all. 44 miles. Let's say they're on the far side. The campground's on the far side of Woodland Hills. Okay, that's an hour and a half. you know? I mean, you'd think that they were driving to Timbuktu and back. But anyway, Brayden is from Dana Point, California, and he spends his time surfing and has experience working as an international model and actor. Y'all, he is delicious. And he's very laid back. He's got that California vibe. And anyway, his favorite color is blue because it complements his eyes. And he was born September the 13th, 1980. So he's a young cutie. And he got kind of the wavy hair. Hi, I'm Brayden. And I've got the wavy hair. And then there is Casey. And Casey is the old motherfucker amongst the men's. And Casey is a fifth grade teacher. Y'all, he is the archer of the group. And he is fun and outgoing. And he is proud of his career teaching. And y'all, he calls his wife terrific. And I think Brendan was, or Brayden was single. He is the, where's the thing here? He says, with the Big Brother cameras surrounding him at all times, he's quite nervous about his nose-picking habit. So y'all get ready to dig in. Dig in this summer with Casey, and he was born February the 16th, 1968. The next, the next of the men's is Jeff, and Jeff is a single advertising salesman and wants to hopefully find his perfect mate one day. He wouldn't mind a showmance. He describes himself as curious, adventurous, and spontaneous, witty and outgoing. And he was born June the 5th, 1978. So we've missed his birthday this year, y'all. The next one is the one that I think is the big old flaming homosexual. And his name is Kevin, of course. Because do you know a Kevin that is straight? I mean, every Kevin you know is a flaming homosexual. And Kevin's proudest accomplishment comes from one of the most trying times in his life, growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. Jesus. He was eventually excommunicated at age 21 and cut off from his family and friends. He didn't let it destroy him. Instead, he found happiness and thrived. He currently works as a graphic designer. Okay, and y'all, that just says, hi, I like to suck cock. So, anyway, I haven't read through his whole thing here, but and by whole, I mean W-H-O-L-E. But he was born on September the 18th, 1979. And y'all, in the little commercial, he dances around like a big old queen. The fifth man is Ronnie. And Ronnie is a married man of 5.5 years. And he's going to miss his wife while he's in the Big Brother house. Oh, really? Ronnie is an uber, y'all, uber Big Brother fan and can recite the order of every person ever evicted from the Big Brother house. And he was on the debate team. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. He plays the video games, too, more than 6 hours a day. What? He's the Daniel Beaver of the house, y'all. He's the Daniel Beaver of the house. And he was born January the 15th, 1979. And then the final man on here is Russell. Is it Russell? Yes, it's Russell. Russell has the shaved head. And Russell is known to his friends as Russell the Love Muscle. Oh, God. Hi, my name is Russell the Love Muscle. And he is a commercial real estate broker, and he is certain to be a favorite in the Big Brother house. He is loud and brash and holds nothing back and is always ready for a fight. Oh, dear God. Russell has previously lived in Southern California and Lebanon. Y'all, who knew he was a lesbian? And this will probably be Kim Beaver's favorite contestant in there since he's from Lebanon. His birth date is September the 1st, 1984. So he's a young one too. And y'all, you gotta love it when they're ready to get in a fight. It's just getting a fight. So anyway, I hope that you'll all go over to thecbs.com and take a look at the pictures of the Big Brother house and look at the videos and all that stuff and read more about these house guests. And y'all, it all premieres on Thursday night, July the 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. So anyway, so check that out. So yeah. Y'all, I really don't have anything else to talk about. No, I do have something to talk about. And I'm glad I remember this. Y'all, Larry Klein and I, each morning, and the time varies, but each morning we go from our coal mine office over to the little Snickersnack bar and get a little something, or Big Fatty checks his mail or something like that. But y'all, every morning, it doesn't matter what time we go. We can go anytime from 8:45 to 10:15, somewhere in that hour and a half. But y'all, almost every morning we see this Chinese woman, and by Chinese woman I mean, now she is not wearing a kimono or anything like that. She is just out doing her morning ritual. And y'all, it doesn't matter what time we go, it's like she's watching us. It's like she's Big Brother. It's like she's Big Brother, and she's got the spy cam on us so that she can run into us every day. And y'all, it's just weird. It is the weirdest damn thing. I mean, it is just batshit crazy. Y'all, speaking of batshit crazy, that Larry Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
He recorded some kind of show on the Ustream that Archer used to use. But y'all, he fucked it up, and it would not download to the different... iNatters or the inappropriate touches, and he, I'm not gonna redo it. No, it was awful. It was, everybody kept asking me questions. Well, y'all, isn't that the fucking reason that you do it in the Ustream, so that people can ask you questions? I mean, is it just me? I know it is just me, but anyway, y'all, it seems to me like Big Fatty received, by the way, that Kim Beaver put a picture of herself up over at the lodge. Y'all, she is going to Denmark for those mud baths, like her cousin mentioned. But y'all, there's a picture of her when she was there last year. And it looks a lot like what happens to people when they bounce off the sucker punch wall on the Wipeout. So anyway, y'all, I hope you're watching that. Y'all, it gets repeated several times during the weekend also. So if it's in your your thing, if it's in your what is that called, TiVo, then you can see it a couple of times, and some of them are last year's. But y'all, they're all funny, and the fatter the people are, the funnier it is. I'm looking here, and oh dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I had some things here, but y'all, I do want to say that Trucker Alex was, you know, he's out on the road a lot, and y'all, he found a bobblehead of Auntie Vera. And I may put this up on 4th of July, because I know there's no better way to celebrate the 4th of July than to see a picture of the Auntie Vera bobblehead. And y'all, I am crushed that Trucker Alex did not buy this, that he only took a picture of it. And anyway, it is someone who is fat and bald and gray, wearing a hula skirt and a Hawaiian shirt. And it looks like, and I'm not sure about this, but it looks like that this bobblehead does not know the zip code of its post office box. Oh!
Oh my goodness me,
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.